The government is to give frontline workers a bonus as a reward for their efforts during the pandemic. A combination of payments and time off is being considered for health workers, but there are also calls to broaden that to others who stepped up during the COVID crisis. We can talk now to Antoinette Cunningham, General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, who's in our Limerick studio. Antoinette Cunningham, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Justin.
Is it your expectation that Gardaí will get this pandemic bonus too?
Well, I suppose to clarify, first of all, Justin, the Gardaí, as far as AGSI are aware, have not formally or informally been brought into the conversation yet. But of course, it's our belief that we should be brought into that conversation, given the service that we did provide over the last 18 months and still continue to provide, Justin, through this COVID pandemic.
Remind us of what Gardaí did to step up during the pandemic and what their experience of it was.
Well, I suppose our first indication was when the Garda Commissioner called our staff associations to Garda headquarters last March and told us that an urgent policing service would be required, and that would mean the membership of AGSI and our Garda colleagues would have to move from their traditional work pattern and traditional annual leave and rest day pattern into a new urgent shift of 12 hours on, 12 hours off to police the pandemic, which of course we responded to instantaneously and committed to the Garda Commissioner that we would provide the service that was required. And I suppose during that time, Justin, we saw definitely the best of society with the high levels of compliance we had from the public at the start, the re-establishment of our close connections with the communities that we serve. You'll recall that when people couldn't go to see their relatives, we were the ones who did that, delivered the groceries, delivered the prescriptions. So certainly on the positive side, it enabled us to do that and we were very glad to do it. And I think it was credit to those workers in An Garda Síochána that did that. But I suppose the other side of it, Justin, was that we also saw some of the negative elements of society, the increased anxiety and stress for the members of AGSI as they policed their way through a silent and deadly virus that was around them. You'll remember the protests in Grafton Street. You'll remember the multiplicity of times that people spat into the faces of Gardaí claiming they had COVID. We didn't have safe places for Gardaí to return to when their shift was over. If they were a close contact, they had to return instead to their family homes. We dealt with COVID positive prisoners. And look, at we remember those issues at the start with PPE, which were overcome, but I suppose it hasn't been the easiest of times for An Garda Síochána. But I do believe that we stepped up and responded to the challenge.
There is talk now of perhaps an extra bank holiday or time off. How would your members view something like that as a pandemic bonus?
Well, I suppose what I'd say in AGSI is we wouldn't be prescriptive about how a COVID bonus could apply. But what we do believe is that it should apply, Justin. So what I'd say, first of all, in relation to annual leave, during the policing of the pandemic, of course, the annual leave availability for members to take was drastically reduced from normally it's about 25% of available workforce can go on annual leave. That was reduced down to 5%. So many members of AGSI would be carrying large quantities of annual leave already. So I think that could actually end up being organisationally problematic rather than beneficial, if you know what I'm trying to say to you, because it's just layering up a system that's already layered up. Bank holidays, we work anyway, Justin, so I'm not too sure of the benefit to Gardaí of bank holidays, given that that's a normal working day for most of us.
So this comes down to cash then, that's what you're looking for, is it?
Well, I'm not saying that we'd be prescriptive. I think this is why the conversation is worth having with AGSI and the other Garda staff associations to see how this could apply to An Garda Síochána. But I suppose if you were to look at government applying this, is it the easiest way for government to be able to apply this in a one-off way that does give the recognition that is so rightly deserved?
Isn't there a danger that what is meant to be a gesture of thanks for frontline workers, that this is going to turn into a fiasco with every worker, every sector with their hand out looking for demands, looking for and demanding a payment?
Yeah, well, one thing we won't allow to happen in AGSI, Justin, is that this turns into sector against sector, because we have nothing but admiration for our colleagues in the other frontline blue light services, the health workers, the retail staff, and all of those who provided absolutely necessary services during the COVID pandemic.
But would you then expect to be getting the same recognition as a doctor or nurse who worked on the hospital front lines during the pandemic?
Well, I think this is why conversations are important, and no more than we recognise that healthcare staff did need to get priority vaccinations, first of all. There is a recognition within An Garda Síochána of the role they played, but this should never come down to pitching sector against sector. This is about recognition for people who did step up when they were required to do so, and turning it into one against the other is not something that we would ascribe to.
All right. Antoinette Cunningham, General Secretary of the AGSI, thank you.